This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Vladimir Putin is extending his tenure as Russia's longest-serving leader despite quiet yet widespread protests. Details from VOA's Arash Arabasadi.
At polling stations across the country, civil disobedience overlapped with civic duty. Vandals, tainted ballots, pouring ink in ballot boxes attempting to render votes illegible. With arson burning another polling station in the Sverdlovsk region. While in St. Petersburg, a woman hurled a Molotov cocktail at a polling station before authorities captured her as she tried to escape. The 2024 Russian presidential election marks the second in which residents of Ukraine's illegally annexed territory of Crimea cast their votes. Ukrainian officials call it a sham. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
Russian President Vladimir Putin said that he supported an idea to release late opposition leader Alexei Navalny in a prisoner exchange just days before the man who was his biggest foe died. VOA's Joe Ramsey has details.
In his first comments to address Navalny's death, Putin said of the dissident's demise, quote, "It happens. There's nothing you can do about it. It's life." Putin said Monday, also without offering any evidence, that several days before Navalny's death, certain colleagues told him about, quote, "an idea to exchange Navalny for certain people held in penitentiary facilities in Western countries." He said he supported the idea. A Navalny aide last month accused Putin of getting rid of Navalny in order to not exchange him, but offered no evidence to back her claims. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
The U.S. is scrambling to assess the future of its counterterrorism operation in the Sahel region of Africa after the ruling junta in Niger announced it's ending its military cooperation with Washington. The U.S. military has hundreds of troops stationed at major air bases in a country that is used to deploy flights over the vast region. This is VOA News. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu Sunday hit back during a speech made last week or at a speech made last week by the U.S. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer. Netanyahu said Schumer's comments calling for new elections in Israel were totally inappropriate. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Sunday pushed back fiercely against what he described as international pressure over the war in Gaza. At a cabinet meeting, he said, "To our friends in the international community, I say, is your memory so short, so quickly you forgot about October 7th, the worst massacre committed against Jews since the Holocaust?" And he repeated his determination to send forces into Rafah, the city on the border with Egypt, overrun by civilian refugees who fled their shattered homes elsewhere in the Gaza Strip.
That is Reuters' Zachary Goldman reporting. European Union announced a 7.4 billion euro or $8 billion aid package for a cash-strapped Egypt as concerns mount that economic pressure and conflicts in neighboring countries could drive more migrants to European shores. Egyptian officials say the deal was signed during a visit Sunday by European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen. Leaders of Belgium, Italy, Austria, Cyprus, and Greece were also present. North Korea has fired multiple short-range ballistic missiles toward its eastern waters. Days after the end of the South Korea-U.S. military drills, the North views as an invasion rehearsal. The launches were North Korea's first known missile testing activities in about a month. Guatemala says offices of its honorary consul in Haiti have been ransacked. AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks.
As Haiti once again spirals into chaos with another wave of gang violence, a number of government and aid agencies have reported that their facilities and aid supplies have been looted. Gangs have raged through Haiti in recent weeks, attacking key institutions and shutting down the main international airport. The chaos has pushed many Haitians to the brink of famine and left many more in increasingly desperate conditions. On Saturday, UNICEF said one of its containers holding essential items for maternal, neonatal and child survival, including resuscitators, were looted in the capital's main port, which was breached by gangs last week. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Meanwhile, a charter flight carrying dozens of U.S. citizens fleeing spiraling gang violence in Haiti landed in Miami. The U.S. State Department officials said that more than 30 U.S. citizens were on the government-chartered flight on Sunday, arriving at Miami International Airport after the U.S. Embassy in Haiti earlier this month urged U.S. citizens to leave.